Hey, this is Lindsay from Carmichael. Stay tuned for our small studio session next.
I'm Melissa Davis, small studio producer. The following is the audio version of WFYI's October 2018 small studio session featuring Carmichael. You can find the entire session, including a video, at wfyi.org/small studio. Stay tuned right after this session for an interview with the band from WFYI's Scott McAllister. Small Studio is made possible with support from Sun King Brewing.
Always been the same. We're Carmichael. This is our small studio session. Wonderful to be here. To my left, singing and playing guitar as well today is Nick Christie, and this next song is called Apollo Falling.
Feel the pressure of the atmosphere. And the heat as the earth is drawing near. Only moments ago I was over the moon. The sight of the sea is frightening from up here. All the seasons, they must give way. Worm on the line surely knows its fate. You pulled me in the deep end, I told you I could not swim. My ears are full of water, but I heard laughing above the waves. Apollo falling, ground control, I'm going down. I was not meant to take my feet up off the ground. Although you told was only in my head. Whatever's in the air is stronger than you said. See, my shuttle made the cover of the paper news. A little ball of flame falling through the blue. A failed attempt at going bravely all alone. I told you I was doomed, now you is true. Apollo falling, ground control, I'm going down.
Playing bass and singing vocals is Lindsay Harness. On the drums, we got Costin Ritter. And on the keyboards, we got Jamie Mann. The song is called Your Birthday. We're working on our second record. It's going to be called Memories or Rolling Credits. You can keep up with us and all the things we do at CarmichaeltheBand.com. And all the social media sites are there as well.
You were like a star, the stage and screen. And I wear your clothes that still make the girls scream. Recycle your jokes, and they still get laughs. And follow in the footprints that you left in cement. Resentment that never feels quite good enough. And always stay two steps ahead of the plot. Obtaining the absence of ever feeling lost. Separation, and I hope you can feel my desperation tonight. Out in the drive, where your birthday just passed. I wanted to laugh, but there were no candles to blow out. Well, I guess I burned out. It's hard to believe he just turned 83. It's been 10 years we've been pushing up daisies. And I still stare in the mirror and I pretend that I'm you. And time don't heal these wounds quite as fast as I need them to. Out in the drive, where your birthday just passed. I wanted to laugh, but there were no candles to blow out. Well, I guess I burned out. Shrine, and I'm a carbon copy of someone I idolize, and I don't have to worry about failing, I'll die there safely, sacrificing independence for a false sense of security.
Again, can we go around and state our names?
Yeah. I'm Kostin.
Jamie.
Nick.
Eric.
And I'm Lindsay.
So how long has Carmichael been a band?
Carmichael has been a band since 2015. We formed, Lindsay is my cousin, and Nick and I have been best friends since high school and played in different bands throughout the years together. And this was a project that Nick and I had started when we were living in Durham, North Carolina, and writing songs. We were planning to go to record at a studio in Brooklyn with a friend of ours that we had known in high school, who was from Marion, Indiana, which is where we're from originally. At that time, we got introduced to Kostin, and he came down to North Carolina, met us sight unseen, and like he was from Fort Wayne, and he stayed at our like little apartment and just came down and played, and we started working on these songs that ended up recording 6 weeks later. And then later in 2015, Lindsay went with us to the studio too, and then we just kind of went from there after we did that.
And Jamie was just a dude at a bar somewhere, was it?
Yeah, far away.
Just asked us to play.
So what motivates you guys to play and create music?
I don't know. It's really fun.
I think we all love playing music together, and I think that there's a lot of different elements, I think, that go into that creatively. I think that that's part of it, the creativity and, I think, intention. Nick went to art school, and I think he drives a lot of that influence, I think, on whether it be lyrics or things like that. I don't know. Some of those type of things are fun to do, and I think that's part of what makes it fun. For us, I don't know how to describe. Like, it's tough to quantify what is...
Well, Eric and Lindsay, they grew up playing music. Like, their whole family plays music. And then I was gifted a guitar when I was 12. Same for you guys. Did you guys just get instruments? And
they were just thrown at us, yeah. Age 3, they expected us to play it. So here we are.
We all failed at sports, except Eric, probably.
Yeah. I did okay in sports.
You did at sports. You did okay at sports.
I have 2 left feet, so I'm really bad at everything.
So how would you describe your sound to someone that may not have heard Carmichael before?
That's a really hard question that we get all the time.
Country, space, rock.
There's a little bit of folk, rock and roll.
Americana, yeah. I think what's really cool about our music is that it's really genre bending. We can do something that's kind of like almost Tex-Mex. Then we can do alt country. Then we can do something that, like Jamie said, is really spacey. And it just comes from, we're all interested in different types of music, and I think we bring that all to the table, and we allow each other to give little snippets of that, and comes out into an end product that is somewhat hard to describe, but I'm going to go with Americana. I think that's the most encompassing one.
Mm. Yep.
If there's a broader term out there, you know, if someone can track us down and let us know whatever this blanket statement is, give us a call.
And that kind of brings me to my next question. Where can people find your music? Where can people find you guys?
CarmichaelTheBand.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, YouTube.
iTunes, Spotify.
Mm-hmm. All the sources.
All the sources.
All the sources. And they're all out there.
Stream, steal, buy.
Sell or trade, if you're into that part of the world.
So what are you guys listening to these days?
Me and Eric listen to a lot of the same stuff. Father John Misty.
a lot of that. Really into the Arctic Monkeys, Tranquility Base, Hotel and Casino.
Warren Zevon.
Big into Warren Zevon.
Andy Schaaf is The Party.
That's a record we like a lot.
All of us actually love Dawes.
Dawes is a band we all love. That's kind of like a commonality band. That's kind of like, yeah.
You think you draw some of your inspiration from Dawes?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sure. I think a lot of their inspirations and stuff as far as Warren Zevon and Jackson Browne and, definitely Neil Young, a lot of that stuff.
Resonates, I think, with our mm-hmm. style.
Yeah.
So what's the songwriting process like for you guys? Does it start with, one or two people and kind of build from there? Does the whole group kind of create at one?
Yes. I would say primarily these three write the lyrics, and they come up with a lot of the melodies, the bulk of the songs, but everything is introduced as a whole. So the creative process when it comes to writing a song is something that involves every single one of us, but when it comes to lyrics or melodies, primarily these three over here.
Yeah, I would say we, like the three of us, do a lot of writing on our own, and then we try to like bring that to each other. At least I try to bring that to them, because I'll have some really broad ideas or things from journaling, and then they kind of help me piece that together into an end product.
Three of us being Lindsay, Eric, and Nick, for people who can't see us on the radio.
Good point.
We look good on the radio.
Yeah. It's just ideas pop in your head, and me and Eric nerd out and talk about stuff that we're interested in. And
kind of write songs from there.
Yeah. I can't write a melody to save my life, so Eric's the big melody guy in the group, mm-hmm. though, for sure. And then we all come together with the instrumentation and orchestration and everything, yeah.
Do you find that it often starts with a lyric before a melody, or the other way around, or is it kind of a mix?
I think it's a mix. I think it's a combination. It depends. Sometimes Nick and I can talk about something, and he can start having an idea, and he can start sharing it with me, and he could share, like, a set of lyrics, and I could be like, oh, that's wonderful, and then just start going with the melody from there, or vice versa. Like, I could be like, hey, Nick, I have this melody and was thinking, about this concept, and we could talk about that, and then that would blossom that way. It's not really mm-hmm. one set recipe.
So what's next for the group?
We're recording a record right now, currently. So we're recording it at my house in the back room and doing it mostly there. We're going to take some of it to the studio and do some tweaking there, but yeah, we're maybe, I don't know, 60% through the process, maybe.
Yeah, we've got a lot of
something like that.
A lot of different songs recorded. We're going to do a lot of different stuff with it yet. Like Nick said, we'll be taking it to the studio and doing some things there as well. But just kind of doing the record's going to be called Memories or Rolling Credits. I think there's a lot of different songs, and just piecing them together kind of in a collage type of way. I think we'll kind of additionally add to the conceptual parts of the songs and the lyrics.
And then a giant pool party right after.
Yep.
Pool party.
It's a good way to release a record, I think.
Floaty toys not included.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'd be a good little album insert, though, a little band floaty toy, I think. how would you describe the music scene here in Indy?
I feel like it's really good. I don't know.
It's very diverse. You've got everything in Indy. I mean, you've got things from jazz to hip-hop to rock to metal to what we do. Lots of theater here. The art scene in Indy is a lot bigger than I think people realize and give it credit for.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So to say the very least, we're really happy to be a part of that. But music in Indy itself is booming, and I don't think enough people know about that. But that's also kind of something that makes it special, because when you do find it, you really do feel like you're a part of something. So the music scene in Indy is something to be shared, and it's really incredible currently. It's only going to get better.
Yeah, a lot of the venues, too. It's not super exclusive on genre stuff. Almost anywhere we've played, we can be playing with, like, a punk band that night or anything.
You know? And nobody really bats an eye about that either.
Yeah.
So speaking of playing live, do you guys have any shows coming up?
Well, last night we just played at the Hi-Fi. We have some gigs coming up. I know here in town we'll be playing at the White Rabbit Cabaret on November 3rd.
2 E's up in Huntington.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we're working on the album, we've kind of taken a step back from
playing
a
lot
of shows. So we've booked a few here and there the past couple months for the upcoming months, but I mean, we've just been so wrapped up in this album that it's kind of hard to remember the shows that we do have coming up.
Cool. Well, that's all the questions I have. Do you guys have any anything else you want to add?
Party on in the free world.
All right.
Keep on rocking.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.